True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Five on Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number one.
Five on it, the game day edition. Outside of quarterback Caleb Williams, which Bears player do you expect to have the biggest impact on the offensive side of the ball in tonight's season opener against the Vikings? How about the player that will have the biggest impact on defense?
You're raring to go, Marshall. I think in honor of A, your shirt, and B, your vibe, you should go first.
Hey, can you explain your shirt real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, the classic Houston 35, Buffalo 3, third quarter, 8:58 on the clock. Guess what? Houston would not hold on to that lead. And the Bills would go on to the Super Bowl where they would, of course, lose because that's what they do when they go to the Super Bowl.
How about them go?
In honor of last night's comeback win, which, of course, 15 points with 4 minutes left in the game. Yeah, I think
that was right. Yeah.
I thought that was a good pull to pull this one. As far as my players on offense, give me the left tackle. Whoever's standing there, just give me the left tackle. Give me the left tackle. I think that in order for Ben Johnson's everything to work, the left tackle just has to do his job, and everything else will fall into place. But the left tackle, if he gives up sacks and pressure and everything else, then things will go horribly wrong on offense. I have faith in everybody else to do their job because that's what they invested in. As far as defense, anybody want to guess? Because I think I've made it very clear for the last, 6 weeks?
Tell them for the people.
It's Dio. Do something or else. Do something or else.
Oh, Dangbo. That's actually become the middle name on this show. Dio, do something or also Dangbo.
I like that.
It's your vibe, so I feel like that's good. I am taking a different stance on offense outside of Caleb Williams. Give it the rookie Colston Loveland.
Mm.
I think he's going to be an X factor. Ben Johnson did use the term Sam Laporta when it came to Colston Loveland. So how does that work? And over the weekend, how much two tight end set personnel did we see? We saw a lot. It was very successful. I feel like you saw tight wings. You saw two tight end sets. So in this case, I feel like Colston Loveland is going to be an X factor in this game. In fact, I think it might affect the previous Sam Panayotovic comment about over-under on DeAndre Swift rushing touchdowns. Could he catch a touchdown, in fact? That's how I feel like the tight end will be used. On defense, I think it's got to be somebody on the defensive line. Because what's going on? Welcome back, Andrew Billings.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Love that.
If the Vikings want to run the ball, you tell them what's up. And not just that, but I saw Andrew Billings catch a ball in the trick play practice way back when at Hallis Hall. Could that be something we see later? Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but in the future. This is a pro Andrew Billings house and Layla's house, so I'm into it.
I thought you were saying interception, but okay, that works too.
Trick play.
I like both of your selections. I do, and I know that what I'm about to say for offense sounds very 2023 or maybe even last year, but I'm going DJ Moore, and I'm not saying DJ Moore is going to be the most important part of the offense by the time the season ends, but I think experience is going to be big in this game tonight. I think that they have made it pretty clear with some of the things that they showed us that they were doing with DJ Moore in terms of letting him thrive in space, whether that's handing the ball off to him, whether it's getting a screen pass, whether it is, you know, taking the handoff, as I just said. So I think that there's going to be a lot in store for DJ Moore. I think at least for tonight that he's going to be hugely important. And then my guy on defense, because Jalen Johnson is iffy for tonight, and even if he does play tonight, I don't know if he'll have the full boat. So guess what, kids? Tyreek Stevenson is a person that I am circling because he is going to have heavy responsibilities. And let's say Jalen Johnson does play and he is shadowing, he is sticking to Justin Jefferson, then the responsibility goes up tenfold for Tyreek Stevenson. So Tyreek Stevenson has to have a great game tonight for the Chicago Bears.
Poke yourself in the face, Mac. Tyreek, poke yourself in the face mask. Fire yourself up.
That's right.
Put the finger on you.
We can all recover.
Just
we can
poke
all
your eye out.
Put it away. Put everything away from
possible?
Last year.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Don't explore that during the game.
Don't enter like Puka Nakua yesterday with the eye, the blood coming out of his eye.
Oh, yeah, that was creepy.
Gross.
That was very football.
Number two.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your concern level about the Bears' injury situation heading into tonight's season opener against the Vikings?
Oh, that's a good solid over 5 for me. It's a 6. Because the secondary is too injured. Like, I need less injuries on the secondary. And what's up with TJ Edwards being listed as doubtful? And then Brad Biggs this morning on Mully and Haw said that could be a multiple week injury. And I think he's just saying that based on the nature of how hamstrings work and when you're doubtful like that. And unfortunately, it's something 5 years ago, I believe, that it affected TJ Edwards, who's normally so reliable. But it's definitely a higher than 5 for me.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to say it's 6.6 with the repeating line over that 0.6 because, yeah, I'm 2/3 concerned. That's where I'm at, which I guess technically would be a 6.67 because you'd round up. But no, I'm going to say 6.6 with the repeating line over it. It's concerning because defensively, while they look great offensively in terms of the health, defensively, it is a mess. It is a minefield. And I hope that Dennis Allen, being the experienced defensive coordinator and former head coach that he is, has everybody understanding what their roles are tonight and how important each player up and down that depth chart actually is.
That's why I'm going to go 5 on you guys. I'm not going to do the 6 thing because of Dennis Allen and why he's here and what he can do as far as creativity is concerned. The TJ Edwards thing is a big deal. He is a tackles machine. But Dennis Allen was talking about the need to make adjustments, and the team that adjusts the best is going to win. And TJ Edwards being out, which he seems like he's going to be, makes me wonder, like, Jaquan Brisker creeping up into the box. And he loves, like, you talk about a guy who loves to tackle and go up against the run game. I think you're going to see some of that if TJ Edwards is out. The Jalen Johnson thing, it's such a mystery at this point. I don't have a good feel, like, to say yes or no that he's going to play. My guess is he goes to Soldier Field. You'll probably see him out there 3 hours before the game, going through some exercises, and then they will make a decision after that backstage. But if he is out, I mean, that's obviously a big issue for the Bears, which is why I put all that importance on Tyreek Stevenson. But I'm going to go 5, and it's just because maybe it's just, you know, blind luck that Dennis Allen is here and he can make those adjustments.
Number 3.
Question number 3 here on 5 on it. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody here on The Score, and you, the listener. Is it all falling apart for the Cubs?
Sure feels that way, Robbie. Back to you. You can't lose a series to the Nationals. And not just that, who, by the way, I think since the All-Star break might even be worse than the Rockies. But It's the fact that you keep missing critical days with no real answers. Like, didn't we hear on Saturday that Saturday was going to be a critical day for Kyle Tucker, and yet we still have no decision there on what his injury status is? Can somebody guide me through this? Because when you tell me you want to do X, Y, and Z, then I'm expecting you to do X, Y, and Z. So when you keep kicking the can down the proverbial road here, and I feel like I've been through this before with this man at this time, what's going to be different? So then you answer that with a win, but then another loss. And when everything just fell apart yesterday, and that game where I was pretty confident about things, and, you know, again, I'm like, oh, Carson Kelly home run, like, things are looking up, like, this is a good little day. No, 6-3 loss. So I know that the playoffs are still squarely in the realm of possibility for the Cubs, and with each passing day in September where that's the case, then you know they're getting into the postseason. But then what? Then what? It just doesn't make me feel good. Like, the confidence index is lower.
So my issue with this whole thing is that we all have times during the season where we feel like, oh, they've hit a low point. Oh, they've hit a low point. Oh, this is probably the best they've played all season. With the Cubs, though, it is a low point of the season. And here's why it's the low point of the season. They're dealing with injury problems, which they dealt with throughout the season. But now it's September. So these injuries feel very much like if you don't get it together in the next couple of weeks, the playoffs will have started and ended for your team because you weren't prepared because you didn't have your best players available. Kyle Tucker, not knowing what's going on with him right now and his calf. Pete Crow Armstrong, less serious injury, but still, you'd like to have him in the lineup and feel like his knee is good to go. That looked painful, what happened to him. Mm-hmm. And now Daniel Palencia, your closer, sidelined for who knows how long because of what's going on with his shoulder.
That's a preview.
That it seems like everything is indeed falling apart. And it's falling apart, frankly, at the wrong time for the Cubs, who now, what, 7.5 back? Not that they can't make up that ground, but still, 7.5 back seems like it's a bad thing.
No, I think you're losing that bet.
I thought Friday was like the template. Like, that felt like Cubs' first half of the season. They win 11-5 and they get home runs from Swanee, Happy, and Horner, all getting home runs. Javier Saad, you know, gives up 4 runs, but that's okay.
I was there.
You weren't. And then on Saturday, I mean, come on, they lost to the Lord. They lost to Brad Lord. That's understandable. I understand. Like, if the Lord is pitching, like, did you guys listen? I was listening on the radio and watching that game. Zach was pretty hilarious because there was a couple moments. I don't want to like misquote or mischaracterize, but he did make some, there was some Lord humor going on in there. So I'm not going to get mad at the Cubs for losing to the Lord. Yesterday was absolutely horrific the way that game went down. And did I not call it to you, Marshall?
I was with you, though, the whole way.
Like I said, like for some reason, like people might know this about me. I've talked about batting stances and presence at the plate before. Josh Bell, since he debuted with the Pirates, and I was there for his debut, like he has always scared me. Something about big lefty power hitters always gets me. And I was like, before he came up, I was like, I expressed on our text thread, I said, this guy scares me. Boom. Oppo 3-run homer.
That's exactly,
to be fair, he'd already given up a home run.
That is what happened. So what was the question again here for this?
Is it all falling apart?
It's not all falling apart, but this was a really rugged, bad weekend. Because I think most people, there was kind of an assumption of a sweep. I think that is what people were expecting.
Yeah, yeah.
Not lose 2 out of 3 in pretty poor fashion.
I was assuming a sweep, and not just because of Friday. Friday, the elements did have a factor.
Yeah.
The wind was absolutely howling
to
outfield. But what happened Saturday?
Yeah, the Lord.
And what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. was that for the Lord?
That was Zach Saban just laughing in the background.
Yeah,
it's a soundtrack to my summer.
Just find Zach somewhere in there. I think there was some sort of allusion to the Lord, that the Lord was pitching.
Also, like, you can't, like, I mean, come on. Spiegs doesn't get to do this all the time. You can't even win for Spiegel yesterday.
He had some action, though, in the fifth inning. He sounded great. Bears?
Number 4.
Closer Daniel Palencia exited the ninth inning of the Cubs 6-3 loss to the Nationals with a right shoulder injury. Here's what manager Craig Counsell had to say about it.
It's felt some tightness in his posterior right shoulder. You know, docs have looked at him. probably best to that's all we have right now. Probably let him just kind of calm down a little bit and see how we are in a couple days, a day or so. But right posterior shoulder.
Who should be the Cubs closer if Daniel Palencia is out for the year?
Yeah, I think it might be the old Craig Council coin flip answer. Do you remember when he was asked about who the backup outfielders are? And then it was like the second outfielder to back up, and he's like, coin flip. And I get it. He was being PAC, partially annoyed Craig Council. But I don't know that it can go back to Porter Hodge. Does it do that by default because you have no choice? Because, I mean, he was the guy last year for them, but nothing about him has given me confidence that that would be the total answer here.
Listen, this answer is very simple. Cade Horton, as you know.
Cade Horton?
He's
you
not,
want him to close?
Yeah, that's how you limit his pitches.
He's not the answer. He's got a .77 ERA since the All-Star break. You know who's got a 0.00 ERA since the All-Star break in 20 appearances? You know who's got 25 strikeouts in those 20 innings pitched? That would be Brad Keller. This is not a hard thing. He's given up 3 hits over 20 and a third since the All-Star break. Let me back that up one more time. 3 hits allowed in 20 and a third innings since the All-Star break. No runs. It's Brad Keller. .44 whip.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick addendum question to the question? I guess 3A would be the question. Yeah. No, it's a good question. Would you want to replace Palencia if they say he's healthy today, if they're like he's good to go, would you still want to change the closer?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been pretty shaky for the last, 4 weeks?
No doubt. I just wanted to ask a question. Okay.
Daniel Palencia's got a 5.94 ERA since the All-Star break.
I'm down with Brad Keller, too. Unless, where's Ryan Presley these days? Is he still on the streets?
Oh, don't do that.
Can he come back?
Don't do that.
He had some moments, but I'll go Brad Keller.
Five on it. Number five.
Last question here at Five on It. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Rowe to you, the listener. Are the White Sox more fun to watch than the Cubs?
Is that your answer?
Well, they did just sweep the Twins over a 4-game series in Minnesota. And then, Robbie, what do they do against the Tigers?
You know, sport, like, there's so much turmoil going on in this world right now. The fact that we care about sports right now is, I mean, come on. What are we caring about?
You know, they took the series against ye Detroit Tigers, did they not? And there's nothing, like we were saying about Coach of the Year, when you see a redemption project happening in progress, and they get to play spoiler, and they got to face their nemesis, the weird blank Minnesota Twins, man, it's been a good week for the White Sox.
One of those teams has won 7 of their last 8 games, and if you take out the Terescubo game, let me give you their run totals in those games. 6-12-4-11-7-6. Got
Ooh.
That? Are those sexy numbers to you? Because they're crooked?
Touchdown in there.
Now, Terescubo, who... It's either him or Garrett Crochet, for an American League Cy Young. That's who shut them down. Other than that, they've been teeing off on everyone. Meanwhile, y'all are out here begging with like the fox with the sunglasses on with the cup out. Somebody please give us some runs. Somebody please give us some runs. That's what Cubs fans have been doing for the last week and a half.
I'm sorry, but
that 11-5 game is pretty wild. But yeah, I feel you.
A team that is 55-89 cannot be more entertaining to watch than a team that is trying to get into the playoffs. So the Cubs are still far more entertaining to watch just because every single game there is something on the line, and every single day we come in here and it's something different in the name of the Cubs getting to the playoffs. That's my answer.
I have a bet for Mark since he just said that. Do you want to make a bet? I bet the White Sox have a better record post All-Star break than the Cubs do this season.
Mm. Oh,
what is it right? What is it right now?
One team is 1 game over .500. One team is 1 game under .500.
The better question would be a futures bet. Do you think that by let's say May next year, is the White Sox are going to have a better record than the Cubs? Is that where you're going with this?
I have no idea.
Sounds like you do have a pretty good idea. It sounds to me like you think the Sox are better than the Cubs.
You're trying to force that bet into May.
Yeah, you're trying
September.
To get to the offseason where people get paid and we know who's paying and who's not.
How much you want to bet, buddy?
A dollar.
Oh, that's right. We're the $1 show.
Yes.
$1.
We're the $1 show. That's right. We are cheap.
Listen here, if there's one thing I've learned, if you can't win consistently, make sure you win enough to ruin other people's plans, Tigers.
Oh man, boy, this
where
is
do
just
I a... find a dollar bill? I don't know where to find dollar bills.
Just go across the street. That's where I found one.
Y'all, scavenge.
I found a dollar at the Jewels yesterday, coming out of the little change chute. Little dollar just dangling out of there.
And you took it for your
own? No, I did take it, and I was going to give it to somebody outside, but they saw me taking it out, so I just gave it to the people at the Jewels.
Oh, you got caught red-handed.
I did. Well, yeah, I had good intentions with it. I was going to put it in somebody's bucket, but I gave it to the Jewels people.
Instead, put some runs in the cups bucket.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Well, I don't know what metaphor to go with next because Dan Wiederer is coming on.
Wheezy!
Yeah, so let's just do that. Dan Wiederer, now with The Athletic, had a really fun article over the weekend talking about Ben Johnson's sense of punishment to other teams. So let's examine that and more coming up with Dan Wiederer next, because this, you gentlemen, is celebrating football today. Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Game Day, presented by your local Ford dealers. So Dan Wiederer is next on The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dan Wiederer, Bears reporter and senior writer for The Athletic.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Wiederer said we would mention this nugget.
Host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
With Raheem Ann Harris with Mark Grody on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That poor kid working for the Bears. That poor guy. This is Dan Wiederer joining us on Raheem Ann Harris with Mark Grody here on 670 The Score. And we go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline to do so. CircaLasVegas.com. As I understand, Dan is also joining us on Twitch. Is that true? It is not
Twitch.
Oh, yeah, probably because he's at the hall. Anyway, we're on Twitch, twitch.tv Chicago 670 The Score. Actually, he'd be at Soldier Field. Anyway, now that I've touched all points of Bears geography, hi, Dan. How are you? And thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, happy to join you guys. I am not Twitch presentable yet. I still got to get through the rest of my day and get ready to get down to the field for a big, big game tonight, guys. This is going to be an electric environment.
I figured you were at Arlington Heights. I don't know why that just jumped into my head.
We've
my
touched
bad.
All points of Bears geography here. Well, next, you will go to Bourbon A.
Well, the funny part is actually there's in the parking lot at Hallis Hall, I don't know if the sign is still up or not, Dan, where they have the arrows, like 150 miles to Decatur, 13 miles to Soldier Field, right? They're, like all the little signs. I don't know if that's still up or not, though.
I think it is. Yeah. I think I saw it last week, but I might just be living in some past La La Land.
What's not in a past La La Land is your very sexy headline from The Athletic.
You're so sexy.
Bears coach Ben Johnson is driven by his quest to entertain and embarrass. You make him sound like he's like Cobra Kai sweep the leg in the headline. But how would you describe the desire for Ben Johnson to never let people off the hook?
Yeah, look, I think that there is a competitive intensity here, guys, that Chicago is going to fall in love with as long as the production can come fairly quickly and with some results attached, right? You're going to need to win some football games. But the combination of Ben being sort of this detail-minded, obsessive offensive overseer paired up with just how intense he is competitively gives the Bears a chance to set a new tone. And I think a lot of players in that building have taken to it. I think they understand that what he accomplished in Detroit over the last couple seasons was very real. And then we get some evidence yesterday that it might have been even more real than the Lions wanted to acknowledge. It puts the Bears in position now to dream bigger things in a way of playing not only offensive football, but defensive football and special teams football with an intensity and a dominant mindset that everyone is going to want to emulate.
Sorry, Dan. I was going to ask you, is it wrong that I watched that Packers-Lions game thinking, oh, he's the one who had the special sauce and now the Bears have the special sauce? He brought it with him.
It's the question is valid. Now we've got to let like the rest of the month of September play out and see if the Lions can find their footing next week against the Bears. We have to see if the Bears can find results with their offensive plan for the personnel that they have. But certainly you saw a Lions offense yesterday that was far more sloppy than we have been used to seeing over the last couple of years. You saw an offense that didn't have that identity and struggled for the majority of that game. I think their only touchdown was late and meaningless, and it was not the brand of Lions football that we had been accustomed to seeing, particularly offensively.
I loved Layla's going with the Cobra Kai as a good comp, but I love
he's kind of Cobra Kai,
kind of. But there, I actually just a little bit more. I liked what Dan had, and that was one Anton Chigurh, who is a top five villain in my world. No Country for Old Men, walking around with that cow prod or whatever that thing is, the air gun. Like you talk about ruthless. He has no shame. Dan, can you give the example that you had in the article about some of the ruthlessness that Ben Johnson has had and even other players' reactions to Ben Johnson through the years?
Well, look, the one that pops to mind quickly is the fact that when the Dolphins were coming here for joint practices in August, Ben held a team meeting the night before and showed him a clip from UFC 239 with Jorge Masvidal knocking out Ben Askren in 5 seconds with a double knee to the jaw. And it was the intent there was, guys, this is how we have to set a tone tomorrow in an August joint practice with the Dolphins, right? Like there is nothing less accepted than being the aggressor and setting the tone and players being like, okay, yeah, we got the message. It was pretty exciting to see that. And then we come back to Hallis Hall the next morning, the day the Dolphins arrive, and that clip is looping on every TV in the building. Just to really drive it home and get everyone the right mindset. And then, guys, we know what happened in that practice. The Bears were the aggressors, and then the Dolphins spent 2 or 3 weeks commenting about how aggressive the Bears were in that joint practice and doing so in a way that led you to believe that the Bears got their message across and Ben got his message across. And so that is something to sort of gravitate towards as the Bears try to create a new identity in the Ben Johnson era, and it starts tonight in a bright lights, big stage game that's not going to be easy to win.
This segment with Dan Wiederer is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And Dan, I think you also have an article that just came out this morning, too, in The Athletic, saying Caleb Williams' growth is critical to the Bears. Here are 5 ways to evaluate him in 2025. You talk about the completion percentage. You know, we've talked a lot about like taking what's given, for example, the game flow. And that's something that I want to get into with you as well, because I feel like that was something Ben Johnson touched on earlier in the week. And out of everything that I've heard him say, as far as hints that we can get for what we can see tonight, that may be the most crucial here.
Yeah, certainly against a defense like this, Layla, you have to be aware of when the shots are there to be taken and when you just need to get your 3 yard gain, you know, and sometimes it's just finding the quick check down because that pressure's on you so quick and you know where your answer is and just take the three. And we've got another play queued up behind this to keep the football moving forward. And so it's going to be a storyline all season. It's particularly going to be a storyline tonight to see how Caleb handles this. Now, to Caleb's credit, a year ago against the Vikings, he did pretty well, you know, didn't turn the ball over, was pretty good at being decisive and quick and not running himself into negative plays that were unnecessary. And so you hope you lean on that a little bit, just as you lean into the Ben's success against Brian Flores the last 2 years, putting up 30 points in every single one of the games that they played against the Vikings. And so you should be able to find a formula tonight that at least gets you off on the right foot.
How dissimilar, in your opinion, is the Bears personnel compared to what the Lions have had the last couple of seasons? Because I was trying to figure out, because of that stat you just said, at least 30 points in every single time he's faced a Brian Flores defense when he was the offensive coordinator in Detroit, if that is something that can be replicated, taken from Detroit now to Chicago.
So you cannot use a carbon copy game plan. And Ben was very firm in saying that early last week, and that, like, look, I could be very stubborn and say my way works and I'm just going to take what we did last year and try to get you guys to subscribe to that. But we can't do that because it's not only dissimilar personnel, but there's just a different identity that we're trying to create with what is best for us and what our guys do best. And so that, I think, is going to be fascinating for all of us, both tonight and really over these first four games, is to see what Ben thinks of this team in the way he utilizes the playmakers. You know, that's going to be a big deal over these first four games, is figuring out who's featured, how are they featured, and what does this offense do to get its flow. We have no answers to that yet because we just haven't seen enough from this group to know what they're leaning into. And we'll see it a little bit tonight and start to formulate some opinions.
Our segment with Dan Weider is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Dan, you get a lot of love from our sponsors here at The Score.
I love that.
Yeah, just so you're aware.
Dan, I'm assuming that you did cover the Harrison Smith was with the Vikings when you were covering in Minnesota?
That is correct, Grody. I was there when Harrison was drafted. He has been one of my favorite players in the league since then because of the way that he plays, and you guys know what his skins on the wall look like over the decade plus that he's been in the league. So his absence tonight is super notable. Grody, there was a joke last week that I've asked every single starting quarterback and every single offense coordinator to come through Hallis Hall a question about Harrison Smith at the podium at some point.
Yeah.
Last week, Caleb brought him up without me having to ask the question.
Yeah, he did.
So that box without me even having to bring it up.
Yeah, and what he brought up was, and this was going to be part of my question, was that Caleb enjoyed the cat and mouse game with Harrison, who was calling the play. So I guess it's probably good that the guy who is the captain and calls the defensive plays is not going to be on the field, not to mention the skill set that Harrison Smith still has.
Right. There's some key names on this injury report both ways, right? Like Harrison Smith for the Vikings, the guys in the Bears secondary that are going to change the way you play a little bit if they're either not available or limited. But like, Grody, you asked, I think it was Ben or maybe Declan, probably Ben, about the pass rush threats that the Vikings have, particularly in Grenard and Van Ginkle last week. And he was like, it goes well beyond those two, right? And this defense is stacked. They've brought in Javon Hargrave. They've brought in Jonathan Allen to reinforce the defensive line. You know, you've got Dallas Turner still there to cause some havoc. And so you don't know where your pressure is going to come from, where your, you know, game-wrecking play might come from. And so you just have to be alert on every single snap of every drive to make sure that you don't make that mistake that swings the entire game. To your point, without Harrison Smith out there, it maybe gives you a little bit more of an advantage that you don't have that guy with that command of the entire vision and operation of the defense to put you out on edge.
That was Ben Johnson who said that, and I was impressed with the fact that he was willing to go further and farther with the names that were being thrown out there as problems on defense. I just wanted to ask you what you thought of Kyle Manungai and his role tonight and what you think it might be given where they are with the running back.
So the vibes on Manungai since the spring is that he's very trustworthy in knowing his assignments, being able to, you know, put a lot on his plate and have him handle it. The questions that we had about him during the preseason were, you know, is that size going to be a problem when you're asked to be in there for blitz pickup and a guy twice as big as you come and tries to knock you backwards? And can you stand up strong enough to make sure your quarterback's got time to get rid of the football and get it to where it needs to go? They clearly have liked enough about him to give him a role, and he's going to be probably your number two back behind Swift tonight. And we know what the running game means to Ben Johnson. And so it's going to be really interesting to see kind of how that distribution of touches goes with those guys that operate out of the backfield. And oh, by the way, don't be surprised if your guy DJ Moore is back there in the backfield for a little bit tonight, just as a little wrinkle on things.
We appreciate it, Dan. You can read Dan Weirer's work, of course, now in The Athletic, as we mentioned, two articles. And Dan, I'm filling in for you on tonight's Take the North podcast.
Good luck. Those post-game episodes can be pretty intense.
Yeah, I worry that it's just going to end up being me yelling at Grody, but we'll figure it out.
That would be the norm.
Yeah,
if
I'm all
if
for
you're
it.
Filling in for me, that would be the norm.
Usually it's just Studs that yells at me for some reason. Like he gets on me, man. He gets on
the
me.
The better question is, what jersey is Studs going to wear today?
Ooh, yeah. Good question.
Oh, I don't we know all what, nodded, even in the control room.
I don't know what all numbers he has. I don't know what the spread is for
83.
You know, I think, you know what? I think you're always safe just putting on the 54. Just put on the 54 and you will be okay.
I don't think Dan is wearing that to the game. Just say.
No jerseys for me tonight.
Okay, good to know. Dan, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to your work, and then we'll catch up with you after the game.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys. Sounds good. See ya.
That's Dan Weirer of The Athletic, of the Take the North podcast. And yes, I am filling in tonight because it's a Monday night game and that throws everything off.
Thank you.
We watched a lot of football in the NFL since Thursday.
We sure did.
And a lot of predictions I made, I'm already questioning myself. That's a daily thing for me. But in this case, it's football. So we should talk about what we did learn in week one already. Next on Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen to the Raheemy and Harris Show with Mark Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
It's up for a game-winning field goal. Season in this
What an exciting weekend we've had so far in the NFL, and the Bears get to be the last bit of the show. This is Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score, and my thought after I saw Matt Prater, 41-year-old Matt Prater, kick the game-winning field goal in Buffalo after that incredible comeback win last night against the Ravens was... You're next, Bears. Oof. Like, what are you guys going to show me? Because this was quite the weekend in the league.
I was so nervous for... I always get nervous for the kicker. That lonely camera that's on the kicker, and there's a stadium of 80,000 people or whatever it is waiting on that little guy to kick the ball through the uprights. Marshall, I got to believe you were bleeping a brick at that point, because we know there's a history, too.
Well, my whole thing is this. They're either going to win or they're going to lose. I try to take myself out of
the... Wait, what? Say that again. They're going to win or lose?
Whoa.
Yeah. They could tie.
Write that down.
Get that in the promo.
At that point of the game, there was not going to be a tie. There's not going to be a tie.
Okay.
When the kick was happening. And I was like, you know what? They're either going to win or they're going to lose. I was thinking back to the Bills' previous game. The last game they played. It was a playoff game. Yeah. Like a game of consequences, we would call it. And guess what? They didn't win that game. So I was like very much like, if they don't win, you know, there's 16 more games to play in the regular season and to figure it out. And
I mean, that's it. At one point, you were thinking to yourselves, oh, my God. Like, the Ravens are so good that I even underestimated the Ravens in my Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills formula. But then I was like, nah, I'm not giving Buffalo enough credit here. And then they start to come back. But there were a couple of outcomes there that I thought were pretty wild. Like, first of all, let's just take the time to respect that we all got to see that game on what we now call an island game. The fact that they know the league to start with, A, the Ravens in an incredibly exciting game, which that's happened 2 years in a row now to start the season. I hate that for Lamar Jackson, who did everything he possibly could, but Derrick Henry turning the ball over, like, who had that on their bingo card? And then additionally, just... How many times have we seen the Ravens look like they're going to surefire win a game now recently? You know, in these games of consequences you discussed, playoffs, big time regular season games, everybody's watching, and it hasn't gone the way they wanted. You know, that's happened a few times where you feel like, is it you guys who are helping give the ball away? Because I'm texting you to you two angrily on the group thread. Why on earth are you punting there? Yeah, you first of all, the play itself, where the Ravens are on their last drive and they have a chance to try to win the ball game, where anybody's short of the sticks on a third down, that's unacceptable. And then, unfortunately, Lamar Jackson has to throw it short of the sticks. So then it's fourth and two. They're going to get the ball back. Buffalo's going to get the ball back. It's just a matter of where. They're either in field goal range there if you turn the ball over on downs, or they're going to be in field goal range once they drive it down the field, which you saw. Why are you giving that fourth down away? Like, even some of the strategy decisions were kind of wild to me.
I understand football principles. You believe your defense might be able to come up with something. But in the history of the three teams you have hammered onto us, which is Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
That is my AFC formula.
It should be an anthem, right? Because guess what?
Get your damn hands
Chances
up.
Are, if your defense is on the field at the end of the game, you are losing the game. That's just the way it's gone with these games.
Yeah, I did not know about the Layla formula. I just learned that last night.
AFC?
Yeah.
My answer is, are you talking to me about a team that's the Ravens, Chiefs, or the Bills? And if you are, then I'm talking to you about a team that's probably not going to make the AFC championship game.
Ah,
yeah,
I love it.
Except for she's going to have to, I'll give her to week six. I'll give her to the Bears by the Steelers.
Dude, that Steelers and Jets game, we joked about it being one for the real ones. And then it really was the best game of the early part of the schedule.
It was an amazing game. I thought a lot of truths were learned. As far as week one truths can be revealed to you.
Yeah, I was going
to say. Yeah. Truth number one, the Dolphins are a hot mess. And I saw one of the funniest tweets online about the Dolphins game that they lost to the Colts. It's like, is now a time where you want to complain about people like playing too hard or tackling too hard? Remember the Bears, you know, joint practice?
Yeah, you want to still complain about people being too physical?
33-8, you lost, Miami.
Yeah.
To the Colts.
Steelers, by the way, won 34-32 in a very exciting game. Justin Fields on the side. Former Steelers quarterback, too, by the way, for the Jets. And then Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers having a 17-point fourth quarter that helped them win that game.
Apparently, that's all Aaron Rodgers needed to say, in your face, Jets. like one game, and he's like, I told you I could still play. Well, one game.
But I think he also was trying to find some motivation there because, as many people have pointed out, he got everything he wanted there.
With the Jets, he got
the players he wanted. He didn't like a coach, so they tried a new one. Like he got what he wanted there.
He just
didn't win, and he didn't get the season he wanted because of the Achilles.
Yeah, I was gonna say he didn't get the Achilles that he wanted. I think that's but his Achilles heel was shown. I'm still with Aaron Rodgers. As I said, I put money down on him before the season started to be MVP because the odds were really good. And I was
Aaron
Rodgers is going to do things. Also, Bengals-Browns. Remember when we walked out of here?
Oh, my God.
On Friday?
I was like, I love this game. There's no way I don't see the Bengals winning by at least a touchdown. I felt like a loss. 17-16, and they basically won because of Browns' miscues. Like, what?
Joe Burrow, 14 for 23 for 113 yards.
That is not what I had in mind.
No, especially a guy who I think a lot of people are expecting to be potentially the MVP this year. Feels like it's a lot of people thinking it's Joe Burrow's turn. Yesterday was not the one you put on the MVP resume.
How do you end up in a 17-16 win over a Browns team we think might be one of the most unstable in the league?
I know how. You gained 7 yards total offense in the second half. That's what the Bengals did. They had 7 yards of offense in the second half. 7 yards of offense with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins, and Chase Brown. 7 yards of total offense in the second half. But they won the game, Layla. They won the game.
Kind of. They won the game.
For a team that missed the playoffs by one game last year, that win is very important.
Yeah, you better get out of there before they change the score on you, as we say. And that brings me to my next point. Did we or did we not, outside of Robbie, hate watch Lions-Packers? I'm asking myself, okay, this is the afternoon game. This was the show. Everybody wanted to see what was going to happen. How injured was Micah Parsons? He wasn't. How good were the Lions going to be without the brain drain of no more Ben Johnson and no more Aaron Glenn, who, again, looked pretty sharp with the Jets, didn't he?
And so did his offensive coordinator, who was the passing game coordinator for the Lions last year.
Oh, man. So the Lions end up scoring their lowest point total since 2023. They lose to the Packers 27-13. They were held out of the end zone until the fourth quarter. I told you how good I thought that defense was before Micah Parsons got there. But my God, did he beat seven people to get that sack? He ran around two of the outside linemen on the right side. Or he's facing the right side. So the left side for the Lions offense. Ran around two on the left side. Guard tackle. Then beat them inside.
That's sprint
then
speed.
Chase down Matt.
The sprint speed
Jared,
on this.
Chase down Jared Goff across the field to then catch them and sack him. And I'm like, nothing about that man doesn't look healthy right now. I don't know what kind of epidural he had, but I'll have what he's having.
So on that play, he's running towards the sideline, camera facing. So he's kind of running towards you as a viewer. And you're seeing him hunt down Jared Goff, and it was like one of those National Geographic, with the Jaguars chasing some fast animal, but it doesn't matter because he's about to eat.
And Michael Parsons, you know how it's going to end as the audience. You're like, oh, this isn't going to go. Oh, it's not going well.
I feel pretty bad. I always feel
well.
Bad for that silly little gazelle. He just gets it.
Because gazelles are fast.
I know, man. Yeah, it's food chain. You're right. That's the way life works, but I do root for the gazelle.
Does this change your opinion of the NFC North at all yet?
No, not yet, but my God. I mean, the Packers put us on notice, no doubt about it.
Forget about that angle. The Bears win tonight. The Bears are 2-0. I said it. Go.
Bears.
Wait. They can only win physically one game tonight.
Yeah, but based on what I saw yesterday, if they win tonight, they're going to be 2-0.
Robbie?
What?
Are you taking them up on it? Because I know who they play next.
So if you think they win, they're going to beat the Lions.
Yep.
He won't even speak.
Can we just get back to Josh Giddey arguments? I mean, I feel like that was a much more comfortable
dollar
place
bet.
For you.
Let's
no,
do it.
But it hasn't
dollar
been
bet.
Comfortable now because he wasn't at Billy Johns or
Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan.
Was there ever a reason?
I really am obsessed with Ben Johnson
Billy
today.
Donovan.
Billy Donovan's Hall of Fame.
Was there
ceremony.
Ever a reason given for that? Like why he wasn't there? Or are we just going to leave
probably
that
probably because he lives in Australia. And that's a big hike.
Yeah, I don't. I like
kind well, of a what, long flight.
Why does Giddey have to go?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, We went several hours before we mentioned Josh Giddey. We got to 12:56. Coming up next.
Write that down.
We want to do a special version of the Solid Wall of Sound because Mark Grody has a bunch of sound that he hasn't gotten to play for us yet that you haven't heard. So more Bears coverage with Mark Grody, and he hits on leadership talk. That is next here on 670 The Score.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.